Okay, bing me. You bing me, I'll slap a hoe.
Emails.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfucker.
Welcome to the call to Ian, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
One of the unique advantages that our research project had, being comprised of artists, is that through the door of art and aesthetics, we have a lot more freedom to explore ideas that are sort of minefields for scientists and theologians alike. There are some subjects, some issues that are simple, that ironically are totally and completely beyond the pale. Beyond the threshold of sanity itself, in fact. Approaching these contentious intellectual minefields from the wrong direction can result in serious consequences for the scientist or the theologian.
Everyone, very funny. All right, guys, come to stage next. We're just gonna keep this thing moving. We got Brennan Weaver, everyone.
Yeah! Zoom!
Doing good? All right, good. That's all. God damn it. Why am I even here? So do you guys want to hear like material or like a story about like when I sucked a dog's dick? So I remember I was like 8 years old, and me and my sister Heather, we were playing with our neighbor's dog, and all of a sudden Heather starts sucking this dog's dick, and I'm like, Heather, what the fuck, an 8-year old talk? So I run to my mom and I'm like, Mom, Heather's sucking a dog's dick. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. I'll never forget what my mom said. It was so funny. So funny. She said, God damn it, Brennan, you don't have a sister. Stop sucking that dog's dick. I recently got married.
Yeah.
I heard a like it's toast coming out of an oven. Married. Is that Texas toast? Is it garlicky? Is that married? I got the spice. Ain't that nice? Say yes.
Sure.
Yes. I guess I should tell you guys that I am bipolar. That's it's a disease in your brain. You say yes? Say yes.
Yes.
Why am I doing that? I don't know, because the voice inside my head named Mr. Bibbles said it would be funny. Guys, have you ever... I heard a yeah. Have you ever... Oh, yeah. I've been evering since forever, baby. You want to ever with this? That's an exercise I invented. It's called the Ever Exercise. It works out your thighs. Because I like the rhymes, okay? Guys, have you ever sat in the toilet and your balls dip into water? Oh my God, dreams do come true. And all of a sudden your neighbor comes out and is like, hey, get out of my bird bath! So I work, I have a job, a day job, and I work with like blue collar guys, and all the time like I try and connect with them, you know, like have a conversation, just say, blah, 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 how's your day doing, are you doing okay, blah, 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 blah. Did you see this with a new exercise I'm doing, it's called the Ever Exercise, I invented it at the Comedy Shrine. But yeah, they always are like, what do? They go, I like the simpler things in life. Be like, you know what else likes the simpler things in life? A dog. That sometimes eats its own shit. Guys don't like dog jokes, okay. It's fine. Guys, I recently saw Three Colored People.
Uh-oh.
Because I was at Blue Man Group.
Oh!
How bad do all of you feel? You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
You thought it's shame on me? No, it's shame on you!
Get him!
Sometimes I yell when I try and whisper. I don't know why that happens. Guys, I am Brennan Weaver. Thank you for your time.
He's got a podcast. He just recorded an album. This is Ian Ellis, everyone. You're the goddamn meanest attractive person I've ever met. Motherfucker, did your mom die before the show? You're cute. Smile. Give him something to look at. I love Scott. I don't know if he's a genius or just a fucking crazy person. I've done shrooms. I don't have that kind of coordination to write that shit down. Do you find a notebook? What the fuck are you doing? Shroom trip lasts about 15 hours. That's a lot of audio to listen back to. There's a whole lot of, dude, I'm melting. Look at the tree. So much trauma in that. So much drama in the LBC. It's kind of hard being Dave double S-Y-N-K-E-R. Only a couple people got that. I changed songs in the middle. I don't blame you. For the regular people, there's this thing called the Chicago Suburbs comedy scene. Real people hear about that and they're like, kill yourself. What you doing in your off time? Commenting? Trading hot tips? Fuck you, get a job. Scandal broke out. People are upset. Like, four people have been kicked out of comedy today. In the suburbs! Ending careers! No, guy in the suburbs, you're out of showbiz. We decided, we, the Council of Comedy, have kicked you out of... Man, people gotta man the fuck up. Today's scandal is one dude choked another dude out. Like a stand-up comedy, you're gonna get choked the fuck out. Man, the fuck up. The times I've had to sneak out of the back of my own show. People were waiting to beat me up. All the jokes. Comedy is about like sex, drugs, and being exploited. That's the dream. Bend over. You gotta get in line to suck a dick. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Now, Marcus was talking about ways to kill yourself. My creative suicide is that I want to cover myself in a lot of raw meat and dabs of acid. And then just jump in the thing with a whale. That way sperm whales can learn how to finger paint. Told you I was eating these motherfucking shrooms. Me and Scott go back like that. We were tripping in the parking lot. Choking motherfuckers out. I came home the other day and I saw two spiders trying to break into my apartment. I don't know which one of you motherfuckers is dumber. The one that came up with the plan or the one that went along with it. You know what we're gonna do with all day? Make ourselves into keys. Then we'll break into this human's apartment. That's not how you get an apartment spiders. It's through the window or under the door. I went to open the door and they jumped at it. I pulled it closed right on. Bang! Follow your spider tricks? Human, motherfucker. My wife is pregnant as shit. I'm learning all kinds of shit about women. Did you know the babies don't come from your tummy?
35. This is my second wife. And I stay and leave it at it. The truth is, they grow under that shit and then just push all the vital organs into a big crib. Very uncomfortable. And then if you don't do a natural birth, you have a C-section, and that means they cut you open and they flop all your organs out, and they get the baby, and then they flop your organs back in. Because apparently organs are super into just going back into place. I watched my wife get a pap smear. It started off super sexy, because she had this cute nurse who was like rubbing her titties. Soft pats in a circle. Soft pats. They made me stop taking pictures. My name's Ian Ellis. I'll have a good night.
Ian Ellis, everyone. Very erotic. Yeah. Ian Ellis, or as I like to think of him, Gru from Despicable Me.
Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. Back in the days on the back, in the days on the back, in the back, in the back, 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 back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. We back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. We back in the days on the boulevard,
I landed. Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. Yeah. Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. Back in the days on the boulevard, I landed. We used to kick the teens and the presence was fitting. I used to come through with the tools and glocks. Party don't rock like it used to rock. Back door, nigga, I refuse to knock. I beat a nigga up about his shoes and socks. I used to come through with the twos and blocks. The party don't rock like it used to rock. Back door, nigga, I refuse to knock. I beat a nigga up about his shoes and socks. Standing in amazement, picture in the frame. Get with Snoop Dogg, he can put you in the game. Put you on the stage, maybe even front page. Get a little fortune, have a little fame. Kill him with class. Toast to the boogie while you fill up your glass. So quick, so fast. No razzmatazz, I'm just the east side nigga with my gangster ass. 20s, I used to pitch pennies. Only G's, I don't fuck with no winners. My clique is sick, it expanded to outlaws, riders, and bandits. What you gon' do when we come into a hood near you? You know I used to come through with the tools and blocks. The party don't rock like it used to rock. Back door nigga, I refuse to knock. I beat a nigga up about his shoes and socks. Used to come through with the tools and blocks. The party don't rock like it used to rock. Back door nigga, I refuse to knock. I beat a nigga up about his shoes and socks. What's beef? Cause beef is in the kitchen. What you on, dog? I'm on a $1 million mission. How can you get it if you ain't been through shit? I'm just a seed that was planted by ruthless. My family tree is so G. We was cut from the cloth called LBC. Crybaby used to see walk at the park. Pit bulls on the leash that would never bark. Real love, real dubs, real saniacs. Triplo, Kenfo, and Waniac. He's to the deceased that passed away.
Welcome to Chicago Open Mic. I'm your host, Ian Ellis, and today
Oh my god, you're doing so good.
Dude, your set was so good
you're
tonight.
You're doing so good at hosting the show.
But your set. Your set
no,
tonight.
No, your set.
No, but your
no,
set.
Your set.
Your
honey,
set made
I
my dick
enjoyed.
So hard.
It made my quit so inflamed.
I wanted to quit comedy your entire set.
This is a family restaurant, guys. not a quick, moist comedy set here.
Yeah. A lot of humility in this comedy scene. So today I am joined by...
Oh, yo, Leroy Hitch, what up, what am?
And Marcus Scaly.
And Brennan Scott Weaver, Brennan Scott, Scott Brennan.
If that sounds confusing, just Google Tim Brennan. He's a better comic. He's got a solid 15.
He's more likable.
He's losing weight. People like him.
Yeah. He's a pleasure to be around.
Doesn't know.
It's not right, dude. You just go harder, man. He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Can't do a math equation. Don't even call him. You got homework. Call someone else.
Yeah.
Today I was going to talk about somebody, one of my buddies called me, and he's like, I hate your voicemail. You have the worst. And
your voicemail?
Like, yeah.
Making decisions.
I'm going to have a Bud Light.
I get a Bud Light?
Bud Light.
I'm going to call that now.
This podcast is brought to you by Bud Light.
We were paid to say that. It had nothing to do with the specials at all.
Right. But that's who we're sponsored by right now, guys. Sponsored by Bud Light.
Drinks that ugly motherfucker. Yeah. Look pretty. Shout out to Eskimo Bros.
Light. Bud.
So my buddy was like, I hate your voicemail. And I was like, you know what? Don't call me anymore. Okay. How about the next time you think about it? Go to the next name and call them instead.
Yeah.
I hate talking on the phone. Are you a phone person?
Me? Yeah. I don't like seeing people at all.
I believe them.
Like a therapist or your parole officer?
Usually I'm like horrible at talking to people. Like,
we've noticed.
Keep you've known me for a long time. Like where it's
you're
like
unlikable as they come.
It's just like I know I have zero personality.
You look like Teen Wolf if it didn't work out. Like he just works at an Acura dealership. Yeah. Slinging those almost.
Are you getting aroused from just making?
I'm getting aroused from your set. I'm still thinking about it.
Your set was so good.
I was jacking off the entire.
I can't believe you followed me that long.
I said nobody's gonna get him three times. I'm a generous lover.
Sit down over there, big fella.
Marcus, what did you think of Scott's set?
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Did you like how long it was?
What's that?
Did I go over time?
No, you were under.
No, you were good.
Oh, under. Okay.
That's good. Wait.
How long was I under? Like a minute?
You did 4 minutes.
That's what it felt like.
Not to us.
Yeah. No,
it felt like magic.
It felt a little longer, bro. Man, I'm not getting into this.
So today, drama exploded in the Chicago Severance comedy scene.
Bang, bang, bang.
I don't want to ruin any announcements, but we will go through it.
Okay, fuck you,
Marcus,
bro.
Marcus, where were you when news broke?
JFK. I heard it this morning. I was like,
getting cereal.
Is this for real?
I was watching Facebook like there was a shooting. What? Who did what?
Then I had to go on Facebook to confirm. You know, the whole routine.
You didn't give any background info.
Does anybody know why Matt Jeffy got banned? Because I never heard that before.
It was because he started SNF and it's like in the same town.
Yeah.
So it's just
we know what that's about.
Yep.
It happened to Leroy.
Yep. That's that territory, bro.
They said that Dave is racist.
I believe it.
And he might be, but those checks that KB cashed weren't racist. They went straight to the bank.
Hey, blue cheese. She had that blue cheese right there.
Does he need anything else?
You can hate me as well, all you want, as long as you pay me.
No, thank you.
So I don't want to ruin Dave's announcement, but I will say to the comics, stay tuned because things are going to be made copacetic. Things are going to go well.
I don't fuck with Junior, stupid little new comic or old comic. I don't fuck with Junior.
I've had public fights with Dave before, and it's like, fights are going to happen. And like, a fight between producers or a fight between dudes, or that's a fight between them. It's not like
hey,
the entire scene's job, right, to police.
All right, but on the real though, like on the inside shit, like you got two options. You're going to be a part of the problem or the solution. But and for real, Dave should have never put his hands on nobody because
that's true.
Fuck who you are. I'm going to fight back. Like, you just put your hands on me. Now, we're at it, bro. We're at it.
He's lucky. Bear could have sat on him.
That would have
fucked his whole...
Bear should
all the operations Dave had, that would have popped his disc right out of place.
Dave just needs one good hit, bro. You just
one
like,
more day in the hospital.
Yep.
Marcus, how's your career going?
By real
you co-signed everything we're saying, right?
Who? Wait, who? He said who? He said who? He said who?
That's what I'm talking about.
Facts.
But do you watch the Chicago comedy scene Facebook group? Do you read it? Do you watch it?
I see what kind of shows. I'm not.
I just post stupid shit on Facebook that makes people upset, and I just leave it alone.
Yep. So much
let
drama
them,
pops
let them
up.
Boil up in their drama, man. I don't need that.
I wanted to talk about customer service today because I'm tired of customers having hissy fits. They get $10 a product, but they want 10 grand worth of service.
Yeah, they do.
But that's the same thing with comics where I'm like, let it go. It's a hard road.
We got to have a
shit happens.
You have to have a tough
like
skin.
A lot of those people, it's like,
it's all these permanent consequences.
Like where it's like,
how about
it's
just
also
consequences?
People that just want like a promotion or a raise without any reason too. I feel like you have to like work for it, and it's like you're gonna have to be put through those situations. And it's like you should know full well that you're gonna get ripped off every once in a while. Like, you know what I mean?
And then literally every podcast I've ever listened to,
and you keep going and you keep going because it's fucking. I don't give a shit about getting ripped off until one day people don't rip you off. because you just kept going and like you kept doing favors and like everyone
you did it to yourself.
Yeah, because eventually it's like, you know, you get ripped off pay for a Friday night, but then like you keep building up and it's like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm getting paid more here, I can't do your first. Right. And you know what? Yeah. And it's like, and if you're good to people, they'll understand. No one's gonna fucking like say shit.
That's true.
And that's what I feel like what happened was some kid was just like, I deserve to get paid like a shit ton. Or like, just I just deserve to get paid for doing this. Yeah, like I don't know. Like I don't know who even got like. What's that thing called when you do something with the hands and the throat?
Chokes.
Fuck.
Orgasm. Is that what it's called?
I was listening to Blueberry Yum Yum on the way here.
That's hilarious. I heard Blue Duck is a good strain right now.
Hey, so,
what up? Who's joining us on the podcast?
Derek.
Silence.
Fuck, Derek. Silence. I didn't know this was a podcast.
Just like I said.
Oh, defensive. It took me a minute. I have a very slow processing speed. Come on.
Where can they find you on Twitter?
You can't. To be honest. You can try, but I won't be there.
Say, come in.
I'm at Chicago Open Mic.
Are you gonna give this fucking ex addict a chair or what?
Not his mom. His leg's not broken.
No, so I'm not his mom.
You gotta keep standing.
Quit coddling people. He drove his ass here. He can get his own chair.
But no, I do want to say I believe in my kneecaps
as well as I believe in myself.
If you can take care of those teeth, you can get a goddamn chair. I'm missing all my teeth, and I got one. Have you seen how doughy his eyes are? He's like a fawn.
Really took a chance to stare into him, but I'm sure I'll get a moment.
Take a chance,
awkward.
Explore yourself.
I'm sure I'll catch him like around the corner, like just waiting for him.
Like, there he is.
Well, hey, he just popped out of the bathroom.
Give
him the wink to go back.
My buddy Ivan Ishkoff has a podcast called Ivan and Frank. And Frank's a new comic, and he's an actor.
Can we start a side conversation on your podcast?
That's what the listeners are doing.
We should start a side conversation while Ian talks to himself.
I don't know.
Bro,
he doesn't run any shows.
I mean, I guess
I got a podcast.
I don't know if you're adding any
facts.
I'm just curious, like, what brought you into comedy? Are you an addict?
Hi. Can I have a Blue Moon?
Stone to the moon.
He kind of looks like a vampire.
They paid us to say Bud Light, not Blue Moon.
Yeah. Bud Light.
Totally different company.
Sponsored by Bud Light, bro.
So let me ask you guys this question. I was listening to Ivan's podcast. His co-host is a new comic and an actor. And he's talking about how exciting it is to start meeting comics and start getting booked for shows and how he wants to get paid. And he has these aspirations. And I was like, he's so unjaded. Yeah. I never hear, like in Chicago, where so you gotta be a comic's comic, and if you're an actor, go fuck yourself and die. And I was like, but that, why are we mad at success?
Oh, that's just your comic. I feel like you want to be a comic's comic. I want to be kind of a comic, like, you know what I mean? It's like, we'd never fit
in. That's a great
point. Like, it's just like, that's where we want to be. If we wanted to be that comic that gets everything, then we probably could, but we're so self-absorbed with our own little world.
Yeah, I'm too self-absorbed with what I find to be funny to, like, do what other people would find funny. I feel like that'd be a betrayal of myself.
But you're okay with the acceptance of, like, less popularity.
Oh, God,
you know what I mean?
I would it's rather like, be less popular than spouting bullshit.
Yeah, like, it's just, it's where your dogma lies, I feel like.
There's a lot of good guys in comedies. You guys sound like villains.
Oh, I'm a dick.
I think I'm pretty
you
nice.
You cannot
All
be a
I need
dick.
Is a curly mustache.
You're not a dick.
No more dicks in comedy.
You're not a dick to Big Dick Gilbert.
Right.
Big Dick Gilbert.
Big Dick
Gilbert.
Nah,
I'm not a dick. I just have a fucked up sense of humor. Like, the things that I say on stage are not the things that I would want to say, given the opportunity, but they're the things that I think that people wouldn't go, oh, that's fucked up. Like, I'm playing it safe, almost.
Guys, I want to announce Base Camp. We are coming back June 11th. Sunday. They're doing a pig roast beforehand. People are buying tickets, too. And then all the people that bought those tickets are coming to the comedy show. So it's going to be packed. People that came to the first show are getting extra time. Definitely going to be a roast at the end. There's a slow turnout, but a lot of people came from Josephine's. So shout out to the Josephine's open mic. It was like Mojo's back in the day. I really like Josephine's. What do you guys... Do you like Josephine's?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. I like Josephine.
You think you'd take Brad in a fight?
What's that?
You think you'd take Brad in a fight?
Brad in a fight? He can't. Poor guy, just sit on him.
He's short, but he's
that's not even fair. Yeah, I can see him doing trying to do some circles to wear me out.
You think you could choke him out?
Just always go for the choke out. Works every time.
He's got a dope head bobbing game.
Yeah.
Just always rely on the lack of strength in their neck.
The new choke out, Dave Singer.
He'd be like the planes flying around Godzilla on top of the building. Like, stop, you're making me tired and dizzy.
So,
hey, go over here.
Scott, since our last podcast, because you were a guest on that, I've had people hit me up and say, is Scott doing okay? And I tell him he's fine. He was in a swing. He's swinging back. How are you?
I'm good.
We miss you, man. Yeah. We haven't seen you in forever. It was good to see you tonight. Got my fucking dick hard just like Ian over here.
Yeah. I mean, my dick was hard, but it normally is.
Yeah. It always
is. They made it harder, though. Definitely made it harder. There was a notable difference.
They need to take his bloodstream for Viagra.
He's really into
all
hack
day. Yeah. All day, every
Thank
day.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much. All of you. It was blessed. Thank you.
No problem.
What the fuck are we talking about?
Marriage. Yeah, marriage.
You look like the dad from Venture Brothers. Like, do you have a
you know
submarine
what was crazy?
Pilot?
That the. Remember fucking, Spice? What was the host called me? Like, Louis C.K.'s deranged brother? I haven't heard the Louis C.K. thing in, like, so long.
I think that was from the, like, way you went around conversations. Like, on the news.
No.
You don't even understand.
This is
we just met. So, you don't know how long this goes.
This is ginger Mexican racism.
Yeah.
Louis and Scott are the only two ginger Mexicans on the planet. You have light skin perks.
No,
you
it got,
that's weird that a racism exists for that because that's a very specific racism.
No, hold on.
I hate those two people.
Wait, you shut the fuck up. Your set was so good. Your set was so
yours was
good.
Better though.
Oh my god, yours was better. Sorry, let me prove myself.
Mine was good, but yours.
Shut the fuck up, Ian.
You pass for a border walker.
All right.
So
it got so bad to start a new conversation. No, like the Louis thing got so bad that people started introducing me to like new people as this is young Louis. And no one knew who the fuck I was.
But that's good. I would take that little young Louis.
It's like a crown.
It's kind of like a respect thing.
It is.
If someone thinks you're
good young enough. Louis, man. Hell yeah.
I think they were mistaking you for Louis the janitor. The guy that, they probably
That's
wanted you to
I
clean up the puke in the bathroom.
He always cleaned up my messes.
Coming up, the janitor's son, Scott Brennan.
Little Louis.
Pass it on Scotto Brennan. Do you represent for your people?
I don't, not well.
On Mexican Day, do you wear a flag?
I eat a lot of tacos, though.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
Not according to your wife.
What?
Your set was so good.
Your set was
Yours
so
was
good.
Better, though.
I love it.
You guys have any shit you want to talk about? Rompers? Rompers?
I fluffed your set, by the way. Yeah, I gave you a little, just a little.
You
I mean, like, I, as far as the whole rappers thing goes, I'm just, like concerned
hang out
about fast
the
movement
mic?
And, like,
can we do that?
You only
I
hang out
the...
with fans.
No, I hate hanging out
I
with
I like how
mic.
You just started talking over him, like he doesn't matter.
To be fair, I don't.
What's that, 6 weeks in a comedy? Shut up.
It's already a star. It's all that time already.
You haven't sucked the
all
dick
the
yet. Fuck off.
Have you, Scott? Have you sucked that dick?
Which dick?
Have you sucked the dick?
The comedy dick.
The comedy, probably. Oh, yeah, because I've, like, had to take breaks for months to get over it.
Really?
Whereas it's like,
had to let the jaw
Hey, remember when
you did stretches?
Remember when you did a show and took your pants off and then did the rest of yourself? Yeah, and then you fucked that.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I think we're going to leave it there. Come out to Base Camp, June 11th, second Sunday.
Sunday.
Listen to the Eskimo Brothers Squadcast podcast. I'm Ian Ellis at Chicago Open Mic on Instagrams and Twitters and all that shit. By the way, you found something special, so this is precious. Enjoy that you found this.
Inside Out Trusted Nipples. That's what you found.
Leroy, where they going to find you?
Man, you can find me everywhere, man. In the streets. No, I'm just joking. Man, you can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Snapchat. Snapchat's my shit, bro. I be snapping all day, every day. I see a lot. And I talk about people. And on Instagram, Leroy Hits.
Shout out to K-Bizzle. K-Bizzle,
what up,
Kimberly
Joe?
Mary.
Hey, Corey, what's happening, folks? I see you, partner.
Wait, what's up, Brett?
Yes, please.
Marcus?
POF. You find me on there.
Plenty of Fish.
Plenty of Fish, for those who don't know that. Cupid.
Find me on Dark Alley.
Grinder. Sundays at work, 12th and Boner.
Anyone got that? Look in the shadows.
Sunday.
I mean, you can find me on Tinder, but you're required to blow me just by my own disappointment. That's the only consequence.
Do you have a handle?
Both.
Considering I don't use Twitter... you can find me on Facebook, but it won't be that funny.
It's like you're a dead person.
I am pretty... No, I'm the only person that's...
Did somebody get him on a Ouija board? How did you get here?
No, he's off the grid, bro.
Are you at least on Facebook?
I am on Facebook.
Yeah.
You can find me at Derek Lee.
He has warrants.
One of
out.
The only white people with that last name.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife's last name is Lee.
That's true.
Irish as shit.
I didn't know that we were related.
My name is Leroy.
You look like my nephew.
You're not doing
you
the
drink like my nephew.
Too good right now, bro.
You look like you molested me like my uncle.
It's true.
You're not doing the leaves too good,
cute
bro.
As you are.
You lost some knee points.
Speaking of people that were molested.
Hey. You can find me if I'm not having a manic psychosis at my house. Otherwise, who knows where the fuck
if
I
he
am.
If he is having a psychosis, he's probably doing some math.
Yeah, that is true. Now. It turns into math.
Solving riddles.
Riddle me this.
How does a dolphin know
this? This has been Fats.
I love you. Good night.
See the latest episode of
Fats. Adios, amigo.
Get your life right.
Say, man, that nigga Snoop Dogg promised me a record deal, man. That nigga promised me he was gonna come over, man, and do some things with me, man. That nigga Snoop Dogg promised me, man. That nigga promised me a whole lot of stuff, man. But he didn't come through, man.
Look, nigga, I'ma promise you this. One thing I never do is promise motherfucker shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. Nigga had to walk about 4 days. These niggas acting like hoes nowadays. When I was young, I used to hustle for my own shit. A 20 nigga, slanging with them insane Crips. I made my way out. They call me Snoop Eastwood. Didn't forget where I came from. Went back to the hood. Side niggas gave jobs and I made bail. And kept a lot of motherfuckers from going back to jail. Retail, wholesale, OGs won't tell. Oh yeah, they will. Oh yeah, they will. But I pay it no mind. I get back on my grind. I had a football dream to have a football league. And I did that. One thing I never do is promise motherfuckers shit. But I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. One thing I never do is promise motherfucker shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. Nigga said something out of place, dawg. I'ma let it go, I can't catch a case, dawg. These motherfuckers praying on my downfall. I run the paint when it comes to this round ball. See, I'm a legendary nigga doing legendary shit. Smoking on a blunt with your temporary bitch. One thing's for certain, two things for sure. I'm a Long Beach nigga everywhere that I go. Now, if I do, if I don't, if I will, if I won't. See, time is money and it's the first of the month. Quit acting funny, my nigga. And go get your money, my nigga. He do, 3-2. One thing I never do is promise motherfucker shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this. One thing I never do is promise motherfucker shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need to man up, little bitch. I'ma promise you this.
Say, man,
I'ma promise you this.
Look, I don't even promise my wife or my kids nothing. So what I look like promising you something, nigga?
I'ma promise you this.
Look here. You need to get up, get out, get some.
One thing I never do is promise motherfucking shit, but I'ma promise you this. With your hand up, you need